This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Friday night, coming in hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talked about this yesterday. The nefarious Article 34 sounds quite innocuous, but it's actually quite bad. And I decided, you know, I got what I read. I don't know exactly how bad this is. I don't know how what the chances of this passing are. So I decided to go find somebody who might know that. So joining us from Massachusetts, he is a part of the Gun Owners Action League. We're joined this evening by Jim Wallace. Good evening, sir.
How are we doing? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about what Gun Owners Action League is. I imagine in Massachusetts, you guys are very busy people.
Yeah, we don't call this the Second Amendment battleground state for nothing, that's for sure. Gun Owners Action League is actually a full-time organization. Been around since 1974, and it was formed back then when there was a ballot initiative in Massachusetts to just outright ban handguns. And it was at that point, even though we won that battle back in 74, it was decided that they needed a full-time organization to be on their toes all the time. Very difficult to fight at this level with purely volunteers, although, you know, many, many kudos to all of our members and the volunteers that are out there that help us do our job. But Massachusetts is definitely full-time. You know, we're between sportsman's issues and just strictly Second Amendment issues. Boy, it just never stops up here. It never stops. And Article 34 in Lexington is just one example.
Before we get into Article 34, I had read somewhere that since X amount of time, it's been like you've lost like 70% of the gun owners, not in that people just don't, 70% of the number has gone down because they make it so easy to own a gun and exercise that Second Amendment right. Is that true? Mr. Wallace? Have we got him?
He should be there.
Mr. Wallace? Give him a call back if you would. This is going to be good once we get to it. I believe that was mobile phone technology at work, too. I don't know. Technology. That, 20 years ago we wouldn't have been worried about cracking an iPhone. Now here, it's a big deal. I've got one and, you know, chances of that happening if I'd been a guest are pretty good. So we could have lost me in a similar circumstance. Are you with us again, Mr. Wallace?
We're here. Sorry about that. It must be all those NSA wiretaps, you know?
I guess so. There's only so many of them you can have. I was asking about the diminishing numbers of gun owners in Massachusetts, how that continues or has gone down quite considerably since a certain time in recent history. Is that true?
Yeah, it actually, we took a big hit. Fortunately, it's rebounding now, but back in 1998, the state passed a huge set of gun laws that made it so difficult to be a gun owner. At that time, we had 1.5 million licensed gun owners in Massachusetts. And you got to keep in mind that in Mass, unfortunately, they license everything, any kind of gun, whether it's a 22 rifle, doesn't matter, they license it here. As a matter of fact, up until a year and a half ago, they used to license pepper spray in Massachusetts, which was punishable by 2.5 years in jail if you didn't have a license for it. It became so difficult and expensive to become a gun owner. The numbers dropped at one point from 1.5 million down to about 250,000. Now, that number has rebounded in the past couple of years, and I think we're back up to about 350,000, but we're still way down from where we were back in the 90s.
Now, I have read about the rebounding and everything, but one thing that struck me during the in Boston, when we had the Sarnaev brothers operating there, they had a shootout in the middle of a street where anywhere else in the United States except Massachusetts, I saw all of these camera angles out there. If that happened here, there might be somebody behind me with a camera, but I'm going to have a gun and I'm probably going to pop him. And that one can be on me. He disconnected again. Okay. Hmm. That was all valid that I said, though. That was all true. We're going to go straight into the Article 34 when we get him, just so we can get that out of the way. Just so we can make sure we hammer that one in. Okay. Article 34 is something that's coming up in Lexington. And I talked about it yesterday. This is bad. It's very bad. Especially with some of the language they've got in there. Are we not getting him back? Okay. We got about 2 minutes left, so real quick, in this amount of time, we'll get to Article 34 in the next segment if we can keep the NSA at bay here, Mr. Wallace.
Yeah.
We saw in Watertown when the Sarnia brothers were operating. Not a lot of gun owners there, are there? At all?
Well, no. You know, I'd say probably our biggest demographic is southeast and central Mass. So it's pretty tough around Boston to be a gun owner with all of the extra laws that they have and all the extra requirements that they have. So it's pretty tough down there.
The police chief, does he have full purview over whether or not you can own a gun in Boston?
No, not completely. There is a little bit of what they call a suitability clause as far as the handguns go.
Right.
And they have a little bit of authority to restrict you as to whether you can carry or not. To outright deny a license, they really need to come up with something pretty solid. But a lot of cities and towns are putting more and more requirements in front of you if you want to carry a gun outright. And, places like the city of Lowell now require you to take extra courses above and beyond what the state law requires. You have to write an essay as to why you think you need to carry a gun.
Right.
And, you also have to submit yourself to extra checks by the chief above and beyond the background checks. From the state of Massachusetts. So one of the problems is we're trying to reel in a lot of these cities and towns that are just kind of going off on their own with really no authority to do it, but they just do it anyway. And if you don't want to comply with what they're asking for, then they just don't even put you in the system as having applied for a license.
All right. Let me get you to hold through the break. We will get to Article 34 when we get back. Jim Wallace, Gun Owners Action League out of Massachusetts. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Florida Blue Performance Made in the USA studio.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from the Gun Owners Action League out of Massachusetts is Jim Wallace. Are you still there with us, Mr. Wallace?
We are here.
Okay, tell me about Article 34. This is going to be in Lexington, Massachusetts. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, Article 34 is basically it's going to be a home rule petition that wants to change the bylaws of that local town. And in spite of the state licenses and the Second Amendment, and actually we have a constitutional right here in Massachusetts, that the town wants to, or should say, there's some individuals in the town
right
that want to ban certain guns that they're labeling assault weapons or high-capacity magazines and certain types of handguns. And what they did was they borrowed the language from, I believe it was Highland Park.
Highland Park, Illinois, yes, sir.
Yeah, so they borrowed that language thinking that it had passed constitutional muster in the courts, which it really hasn't. But they were encouraged by the fact that the Supreme Court did not want to take the case.
Well,
so they're trying to tell everybody that it's going to pass constitutional muster.
Okay, first things first. Now, the Fourth Circuit in Maryland just took the same thing and said, no, you have to apply strict scrutiny to anything that attacks a core right. So right now you got the Fourth Circuit in complete opposite of what happened in Highland Park, and I don't remember which court it was. So that'll be something that goes forward later on down the road. I don't know if they'll wait till Scalia gets back in play. But, I mean, are they completely unaware of what the Fourth Circuit said?
I don't think they care, to tell
okay.
you the truth.
As
far as they're concerned, the Supreme Court, it's kind of funny because some of them will actually say, well, because the Supreme Court didn't take it, that means they approve of it. Well, you and I know that means nothing.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting, but what we face here in the town of Lexington is what they call a town meeting member type of government.
Right.
And there are people who were elected to be town meeting members, a certain number, I forget, in Lexington, it's either 20 or 30, something like that. And then they will vote on all these different articles that are coming before them to change town laws. Now, the problem is, of course, Lexington, one of the original towns, the birthplace of freedom here in the United
right.
States. But there's also a lot of thoroughfares that go through the town of Lexington. There's a major state highway. So if this were to pass, not only would it put people in jeopardy who live there, but it would put even licensed persons from other parts of Massachusetts in jeopardy if they decide to travel through there on their way somewhere else. And that's why arbitrary rules and laws like this really become a problem for other lawful citizens, not just the citizens who live in town. Interestingly enough, the actual Article 34 is being proposed by a Harvard law or a Harvard professor who happens to be a town meeting member and has been all over the place telling people that this is going to pass constitutional muster. Don't bother listening to the people who are opposed to this. This is going to be fine. But what's interesting is the language of the article, which says that certain types of guns that are listed or created in this article put undue public safety risk to the people in Lexington. Absolutely no evidence of that, but that's what they continue to tell the general public in general.
Wouldn't they have to present evidence of that, though? Are they just allowed to get out there? Couldn't I get out there and say, well, this your position creates that same sort of attack on safety? Couldn't I do that by that set of rules?
Yeah. You know, they don't basically have to tell the truth about what they're trying to do.
Right.
It's obviously a political agenda, you know, that's following some of the national lead and some of, you know, even the extremists here in Massachusetts. You know, just to give you an example, one of the things that we're fighting here right now is that there's a task force on mental health, and to so-called prevent suicides, they're drafting legislation for Massachusetts that anybody in the state, no age limits, no nothing, could determine that you're what they want to call a an at-risk person.
Oh.
And they would have the authority to come into your home, take your guns, and as long as they turned them in to the police within 24 hours, you could hold no charges against these people, period. As long as they signed a document saying that you were an at-risk person.
And what happens if you shoot one of them?
Well, that becomes a problem, I guess, right?
For who?
Well, the person that's doing the shooting. So
if somebody comes into my if I'm a Massachusetts resident and somebody kicks in my door and comes in there to save me from myself and I don't know that and I just simply defend myself, I'm in trouble?
More than likely, yeah. Yeah. Under this proposal, it certainly would be, but that just gives you a little bit of, you know, taste of what we face up here on a regular basis. So it's, you know, what do they say? The means always justify the ends in some people's minds.
Yes. Well, only on the gun grabbers. Only with the gun grabbers.
It's always kind of interesting how certain people pick and choose what civil rights that they want to protect. You know, they look at the Second Amendment as one of those aberrations, I guess you'd call it. And we don't like those people. We don't like guns, so we just simply won't recognize that as a civil right. And it's really turning out to be, you know, the civil rights fight of this century. It's going to be the Second Amendment.
We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find the Gun Owners Action League.
Sure. It's easy enough. You can go to goal.org, G-O-A-L.org. And actually, if you want to email us at staff@goal.org, we have a free Friday email news service right now that goes out to, I think, 21 or 22,000 people. So if you want to sign up for that, just to keep in touch with what's going on up here in a battleground state, you don't even have to be a member, but it's certainly would like to have everybody as a member so we can keep the fight going up here, because the more we fight up here, the more it doesn't spread around the country. And unfortunately, we're going to draw the line in the sand up here so all y'all don't face this down in other places.
That's very nice of you. But I want you to hold on through the break, though, okay?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere, because I've got a big question to ask you when we get back.
Uh-oh.
Gun Owners Action League. Go check them out. My guest this hour is Jim Wallace from SAME. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Jim Wallace from Gun Owners Action League. Mr. Wallace, one very big question for you, if I may. In Lexington, if Article 34 were to pass, what then? I mean, how many people own guns in Lexington? How are the cops in Lexington? Are they going to be going out there saying, or, you know, they're going to be going out like the Gestapo picking things up? I mean, how's that going to play?
Well, you know, it's always kind of interesting when they talk about banning things here in Massachusetts, and they've done a little bit of this in the past, not a lot, but what they'll tell you is we're not going to confiscate anything. We're just going to make it illegal, and then it's up to you to comply with the law. So it's going to be kind of interesting, although the supporter of this article actually stated that the chief should know who owns these things, and suggested that the chief should already start going around and start collecting them. So it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be a test because this will be the first of its kind in the state of Massachusetts. So I'm sure there'll be some court challenges if indeed it passes, and we're hoping it doesn't. Of course, it also, even though it gets voted by the town, if it were to pass, it still has to pass muster with the Attorney General's office and then eventually with the courts if some of the citizens decide to challenge it. So, you know, it's one of those long roads. And, I mean, Illinois is facing this now with Highland Park. And, you know, what we always tell our members, it's sometimes tough to swallow, But bad things happen fast, and it takes forever to fix them.
They do.
You have to be prepared for a long fight.
Yeah.
And you know, the sad thing is, this isn't going to end. You know, and I always tell our members this, that this is not just a six-month effort. These people are in it for the long haul. They plan decades ahead of time, and they mean to disarm us across the country, period. And they're not going to stop until they get their way. So it's up to us to be on guard all the time and watch every avenue of government possible, not just legislation, but a lot of times administration and regulation can be just as dangerous.
Now, when they passed what they passed in New York, that made me nervous. And then when they passed what they passed in Connecticut, because, you know, it was monkey see, monkey do, and I don't, maybe Connecticut went first and then it was New York, I don't know. When I saw that happen, I was like, okay, now things are about to get hot, because I've been waiting to see what the cops do. Because the cops, depending on who leads them, and who runs them, and who tries to make the calls and everything, the cops could put themselves into a very, very bad situation really quick. It's already happened there in Lexington once before.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a number of years ago, I actually had a state senator who was extraordinarily, you know, anti-Civil Rights Second Amendment, and he actually suggested that the state police have the authority to do warrantless searches of licensed gun owners' homes to make sure they could, make sure that they could actually present the guns or account for the guns that were registered in their name. And thankfully at the time, the state police jumped even higher than we did. And I actually heard one of them tell the senator that make a suggestion that he be the first up the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's...
You know, at that time we had very good people in the state police. I'm sure we do now too, but they were, you know, not just the fact that we're not going to do warrantless searches of good people's homes, but we don't have the resources to go after the bad guys. Now you want to start chasing the good guys? No, this is just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, isn't that like saying if you seek to exercise your Second Amendment right, you give up your Fourth Amendment right?
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I made a counteroffer to that same senator that because he represented one of the inner cities that has some serious crime problems. I said, how about we do this instead? Since there's illegal guns and illegal drug problems all the time in your city, how about we give the police the authority to search the homes of convicted felons for illegal guns and drugs on a regular basis without warrants? And he came right off his chair. You can't do that. They have civil rights. Oh.
So the what about the law-abiding? What about them?
Well, no, you know, we don't have rights because we're the good guys.
Oh.
So we should comply with this because we're the good guys, he says. Oh, okay.
That's making a presumption that could be very dangerous, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of those things that they just keep pushing the envelope, just to see how much they can get away with. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. The good thing is the people at the grassroots level, and that term is used far too often, but this is truly a grassroots effort.
Right.
From the people in Lexington are going out there, and they're going about it correctly. And their message is that the people who are trying to push this article are dividing a community. They're trying to make enemies within the community of each other. And, you know, some of them have been on radio and newspapers, and it's like, folks, this is me. This is the guy you sit down next to at the lunch counter, you know, and have a cup of coffee with. Now suddenly I'm a threat to your family and society because I might own legally one of these types of guns that this person doesn't like. This is insane. Why are we going at each other like this? And that's a good approach to take.
Right.
Because it makes the community, you know, issue, and it makes the community the discussion, rather than the hardcore issues, which usually puts people's backs against the wall. So it's a real good grassroots effort. I think they actually have a website called lexforliberty.org. So if people want to get all the information about what these citizens are doing on their own. Go to LexForLiberty.org, and you can get all the information about what's going on.
Now, are these the grabbers that are calling themselves Lex for Liberty, or is this the grassroots people trying to keep this from happening?
No, this is the Second Amendment activists that are trying to keep this from happening. Lex for Liberty, because they're trying to put all the information out there about all the misconceptions that are happening and the fact that, you know, we shouldn't be dividing ourselves. There is a common enemy out there in the criminal element that exists.
Right.
So why are we going at each other when this is not even an issue that warrants discussion?
It's coming from the utopians. I'm going to get you to, we're coming up on the last break. I'm going to get you to hold one more time. Simply because this is one of these, you know, this could be a watershed moment in certain quarters. So one more time, tell people how they could check out Gun Owners Action League.
Sure. You can go to goal.org, G-O-A-L.org. Or if you want to actually get on our free email service, we send out Friday news every week. You can actually email us at staff@goal.org, and we'll sign you right up. It's free. You don't even have to be a member, but, of course, we always like it if you do join.
Well, yeah, I think right now everybody, a lot of us need to be citizens of Massachusetts. What do you call a Massachusetts citizen? I'm a South Carolinian.
I don't think I can say it on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that on air, but that's okay.
Well, you know,
yeah.
those FCC things exist for a reason.
That's right. That's right.
We will be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Position right now.
It makes me nervous.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from Gun Owners Action League out of Massachusetts is Jim Wallace. Are you guys alone? Are there other Second Amendment groups in Massachusetts?
Well, I mean, as a state association, we're alone. You know, luckily, we do have a lot of affiliated organizations on the local level, you know, like Rod and Gun Clubs, Fish and Game Clubs, that kind of thing, which there are quite a bit of in Massachusetts. I think we have somewhere around 140 of those affiliated organizations. So,
right.
We do have a very good network of people when we need to mobilize things, and they're very responsive. So we're kind of lucky with that. And there still are a lot of rural areas in Massachusetts. There's enough where the sporting community, not just the gun community, still has quite a bit of pull with their legislative representatives. Obviously, it's usually the inner cities where we have a problem.
Now, I look at this, and I'm thinking about this, and to me, this just seems like a flashpoint. Is that not the way you regard this? I mean, do the anti-gunners, aren't they sort of, they're relying on the goodness of the gunners, of the gun owners, aren't they? They're relying on the fact that, well, you guys are legal, you know, you're law-abiding, so when we completely subvert the Constitution of the United States, you'll just go along with it. The presumption is, it's very hazardous to make that, isn't it?
Well, it's actually kind of funny, and I use that occasionally when I do some public speaking, and you know, I'll mention to the crowd, I say, you know, if we were the bad guys that some of these folks make us out to be, would it be a real good idea to tick us off on a regular basis? And that gets them thinking, you know, because if we were the bad guys that they try to make us out to be, we wouldn't have tolerated this stuff this long. So
well, if you were the bad guy
situation.
If it was, I mean, I put a little post on my Facebook up about this today. If I was the killer in waiting that I was made out to be sometimes, and that happens even here in South Carolina, that, you know, by now, given that, you know, I'm subject to snap like a rubber band anytime, I probably would have snapped by now and killed every gun, anti-gunner out there. And then there would be no more desire for no guns, I guess, because all of the anti-gunners would be gone. They'd be extinct. Do they not quite, I mean, does that like, does this escape them?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, when you think of where we have come from and how far away we have come from that, you know, and you look at the world around us. I mean, you just look at, I mean, some of the news that I was listening to before I came on that was just on your station.
Right.
About what's going on in Europe. You know, what's going on in Syria? What's going on in the Middle East? These people really don't believe that anything like that can happen here in this country. And, you know, one of the reasons so far that it hasn't happened is because of the Second Amendment, but they don't recognize that. They think it's the government that keeps us safe on a regular basis. And, you know, it's just not true. So, you know,
even in Boston, they think that.
What's that?
Even in Boston, where a couple of pressure cookers were weaponized, they think that.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Well, I mean, what's the first thing they did in Boston when that happened? They basically put everybody under house arrest and came in absolute force. I've never seen so much military hardware come out of the woodwork in my life. But then, you know, then the guy who solved the case was a homeowner who just happened to step outside to have a cigarette and found the guy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, as far as their, you know, them showing up and looking military versus acting military, I mean, didn't younger brother basically kill older brother with a car? I mean, they had one little small firefight where they actually exchanged fire. I think he did get hit a couple times, but they didn't kill him until the kid brother ran over big brother.
Right.
That killed him.
Matter of fact, one of the, there was a radio show host here for a while that had nicknamed the two brothers Speed Bump and Flashbang.
But then when they found Sarnayev younger, they found him in the boat. How many times did they fire at him and miss?
The boat was full of holes. They actually had to buy the guy a new boat. That's how bad it was. So,
but Sarnayev wasn't.
Yeah. No, he was hit, he was nicked a couple of times, but not really, because they didn't know exactly where he was in the boat. I don't know, but it's pretty sad, but... One of the interesting, and I don't want to get too far based on some of this stuff, but one of the interesting things I have learned here, especially dealing with Massachusetts, and it's kind of an interesting psychology, is that over the last, if you look at the last 20 years, maybe more, you know, what has daytime TV done, whether it's Oprah, Ricky Lake, I mean, you name the show. They celebrate the victim. And they've hammered home that psychology so hard to the average person who doesn't know better that if the victim is the good person, why would you refuse to be a victim? If the victim is to be revered, if you refuse to be the victim, then you must be the bad person because there's only one or the other. And it really sounds stupid, but until you understand that psychology, you'll never be able to get any work done in this state and probably in a lot of other states because it absolutely rings true with some of these people. They just don't accept the ability to not be a victim because they consider self-defense to be violence.
Well, it is, but it's necessary violence. And being a victim means that you're really throwing things out there to a degree. Take sexual assault. I guess the victim in that case is just counting on the fact that all he's going to do is rape me. He's not going to strangle me when he gets done. He's not going to beat me to death. He's just going to rape me. That's the position.
When I was out speaking about this one night, I had a woman in the front row that I could tell as I was talking about this psychology. She was getting so angry with me, and I stopped, and I said, ma'am, are you okay? Because you really look like you're about to pass out on me. And she just said, I'm so angry with you. I couldn't disagree with you more. And I said, why are you so upset about this? And she goes, I can prove you're wrong. She said, I was in a physically and mentally abusive marriage for 10 years before I got out. And I said, ma'am, why did it take you 10 years to figure out you shouldn't be beaten up and tortured? And she goes, because I didn't know I deserved any better. I said, ma'am, you just proved my whole speech. If we were in a courtroom, I would have said, Your Honor, I rest.
My case is, thank you. Thanks everybody for coming. You have made my case.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the fact that you didn't know better to not be a victim, but it's kind of interesting. They don't understand necessary violence. You know, I was actually trying to explain this to somebody the other day. You know, having been an Army vet, thank God, never had to see a shot in anger. But they really have a tough time comprehending that you can be a loving father, a loving husband. You know, your bird dogs sleep on your bed. I mean, you spoil your animals. But if the case ever came, you could unleash absolutely ruthless violence against somebody who threatened those things you love. They cannot comprehend that. They just can't get past it. Because they think anybody who's capable of that should be locked up.
I'm going to continue to monitor Lexington, if I may, and I'd like to reach out to you later on.
Absolutely.
And revisit this as we see what we get out of this, just because it concerns me. It concerns me. I hope I'm wrong about this. I hope you're more correct about it. One more time, tell everybody how to find you at Goal.
Sure, goal.org, G-O-A-L.org. And if you want to sign up again for our free email newsletter, comes out every Friday, just send us an email at staff@goal.org. And it's free. You don't have to be a member, but we always love it if you do sign up.
They've already had one fight in this area, what, 240 years ago, and now it looks like they're about to have another.
Yeah, how sad is that, huh? Birthplace of freedom.
You would think they would have learned it by now. I don't know. I don't get it, but that's okay. That's okay. You guys are in place. We will continue to watch. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. On a Friday night, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.